feeling like you're always playing catch up with your finances.
Yeah.
Like you're working hard, but maybe not seeing the progress you deserve.
Oh, definitely. You're not alone in that feeling.
It seems really common, that sense of being maybe a bit stuck or just overwhelmed.
It really is. And honestly, it can be tough to know where to even begin to make things better.
Well, today we're going to share a story, something we think will give you some real hope and show you what's possible.
Okay.
We're looking at how financial butlers worked with someone we'll just call Robbie.
Right, Robbie.
And the amazing results he achieved. We're talking like less spending, more saving.
Yeah, finally feeling in control of his money. Robbie really managed to turn things around significantly.
So we're going to unpack how financial butlers helped him do it.
Exactly. We've got a summary of his coaching experience and some insights into the financial butler's approach, just to show you how they make a real difference.
Okay, so our goal today is pretty simple, really.
Yeah.
We want to show you that gaining clarity, getting that control over your finances, it's totally within reach.
Absolutely achievable.
And to highlight how financial butlers could be, you know, the partner you might need to get there.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of us just never really get a solid financial education. Not at home, not really in school.
That's true.
And life gets busy, right? Before you know it, you're feeling stressed, maybe a little lost when it comes to money stuff.
Uh-huh.
And financial butlers, they really understand this. They see that gap.
What gap is that?
Well, this space between maybe doing nothing and feeling like you need a full-blown financial advisor.
Mm.
They offer a way to bridge that gap and get you moving.
Okay, so let's talk about Robbie before he started with financial butlers. What did that look like?
Right. So Robbie was in a position where he was actually spending more than he was earning each month, roughly $2,000 more.
Wow. Okay. That's significant.
Yeah. So dedicated saving wasn't really happening, and credit cards were being used pretty regularly to cover things.
Mm.
Now, he had a good income, don't get me wrong, about 92K gross, 63K net.
Okay.
And a decent net worth, actually, but his expenses were just higher, around 87K a year, more than his take-home pay.
So the money was going out faster than it was coming in.
Exactly. And he had something like 18 recurring bills every month.
Oh.
Yeah, totaling over $2,000.
Yeah.
And get this, none of them were on auto pay.
Oh, wow. So just keeping track must have been a chore itself.
You can imagine. So Robbie, he had some pretty clear ideas about what he wanted to achieve, though.
Like what?
Well, he wanted to get rid of debt, specifically non-mortgage debt. Things like HELOC, credit cards, some taxes owed.
Okay, makes sense.
And he wanted to free up capital for bigger plans, like maybe an investment property down the line or some home renovations.
Ambitious goals.
Yeah. And specific savings targets, too, like $10,000 for a new car, $12,000 a year for retirement, $5,000 a year for travel.
So he knew what he wanted, but the path there wasn't clear yet.
Precisely. And this is where financial butlers comes in with what they call the butler experience.
The butler experience. Okay, tell me about that.
Think of it like having a dedicated financial coach. Someone who really digs in to understand your situation, your habits,
mm-hmm.
and then they help you build a personalized plan, a budget that works for you, and crucially clear, actionable steps to reach those goals you talked about.
So it's very tailored.
Very tailored. It's an intimate coaching journey, as they put it, designed to get you closer to where you want to be financially, whether you're an individual or a couple.
And how does it work practically?
It's all done live, virtually.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, it's about 4 or 5 core sessions over, say, 1 or 2 months. Pretty focused.
Okay, not a huge time commitment, though.
Right, and there's follow-up, too, to keep you on track. The real focus is on execution, you know, actually doing the things in the plan.
Getting results.
Getting results, and quickly. And it's all done in a safe, judgment-free environment. That's really important.
Yeah, because money can be stressful to talk about.
Exactly. So for Robbie, this hands-on approach led to some pretty quick wins. Big ones, actually.
Like what? What changed for him?
Well, first off, he managed to significantly reduce his monthly spending by that $2,000 mark we mentioned earlier.
Wow. Okay, that basically closed the gap right there.
It did. And he got all those recurring bills, all 18 of them, set up on auto pay.
Ah, that must have been a relief.
Huge weight off his mind, I bet. Just avoiding late fees, staying organized.
Yes, oh my.
And importantly, he paused his credit card spending for everyday things. Just took a break.
Mm-hmm. To get a clearer picture.
Exactly. See where the money was really going. Financial butlers also helped him navigate a potentially tricky decision about his retirement savings.
Oh, yeah.
He was considering pulling money from his IRA to pay off his EPLOC faster.
Okay.
But they helped him see that doing that could trigger something like a $17,000 penalty and tax bill.
Ouch. Okay, so avoiding that was a massive save.
Huge. 17 grand is not small change.
Not at all. What else did they set up?
They helped him create a really simple visual system. He got three specific debit cards, each linked to its own category.
Oh, interesting. Like what categories?
One for auto and home expenses, one just for food, and one for discretionary spending. You know, the fun stuff.
That makes sense. Sort of like digital envelopes.
Kinda, yeah. And similarly, three specific savings accounts were set up. One for his expected tax bill, one for travel, and one for that new car goal.
So earmarking the money.
Exactly, making it tangible. And they also got him started using Monarch Money.
The tracking app.
Right, to track all his accounts, transactions, monitor spending, and keep an eye on the budget in one place.
So tools and systems working together.
Precisely. And it wasn't just the big structural changes. There were some, like, instant savings, too.
Oh.
Yeah, just by looking closely at his subscriptions and recurring charges, he was able to cancel or reduce some things immediately.
Little wins add up.
They really do. That alone saved him about $1,860 a year, so like 155 bucks a month. Plus, you know, avoiding that $17,000 IRA hit.
Right. Can't forget that one. So what did Robbie's situation look like after all this?
Well, the bottom line is his expenses were brought down to match his net income. Around $63,000 a year, balanced budget.
Fantastic. That's the goal, right?
That's the foundation. And with the plan he put in place with financial butlers, he's now projected to be free of that non-mortgage debt, the HELOC, credit cards, taxes, in about 4 years.
Wow, that's a clear timeline.
Yeah, and once that debt is gone, that frees up another $1,000 per month for him to put towards savings and those bigger goals.
That's huge. Yeah. That really opens up possibilities.
It really does. And that's the kind of transformation financial butlers aims for. Their whole positioning is around clarity, control, confidence.
Clarity, control, confidence. I like that.
Yeah. They help people, you know, understand their money, get it organized, and really gain control.
So they can achieve what they want.
Exactly. Achieve their personal goals and financial freedom. They sort of frame it like having a cheat code.
Huh.
Okay. Or like piggybacking off expert research and best practices. It's taking deep analysis and making it actionable.
That makes sense. Taking the complexity out of it for people.
Right. And it's worth mentioning, it's not just this one-on-one butler experience coaching.
Oh, what else do they offer?
They also have group workshops, which they call the Butler Academy.
Okay.
And even corporate financial literacy programs for businesses, they call those Butler Communities.
So different ways to access their help depending on what fits.
Exactly. Hmm. They're really focused on empowering people with the knowledge and tools they need to succeed financially.
Okay, so if Robbie's story resonates with you, if you're listening and thinking, yeah, I'd like some of that clarity and control,
mm-hmm.
we definitely recommend checking out Financial Butlers. You can find them online at financialbutlers.com.
Financialbutlers.com.
Got it. Yeah. Go there, learn more about what they offer, see if it feels right for you. They have an interest form you can fill out, or for the one-on-one coaching, you can even schedule a free 30-minute consultation. No obligation.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah, just talk to them, see if it's a fit. Again, that's financialbutlers.com. They can really help you, you know, spend smarter, save better, and just achieve more financial stability.
It's really all about taking that first step, isn't it, towards financial well-being.
Robbie's experience really just hammers home that point.
Yeah.
With the right support, the right guidance, a clear path forward, making significant financial progress is totally achievable.
It really is. Financial Butlers provided that framework, that support for him.
And think about what that kind of control gives you back.
Yeah.
It's not just about the money, right? It frees up your time, your mental energy.
Oh, absolutely. Peace of mind. Freedom to focus on what truly matters to you.
Exactly. So maybe here's a little something to think about this weekend.
Okay.
It's just one small thing, one tiny step you could take maybe today or tomorrow to feel just a little bit more in charge of your finances.
Hmm. Good question.
Maybe it's just logging into your bank account and actually looking at the transactions for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Could be that simple. Or maybe tracking your spending for just one day.
Right. Just some food for thought.
Yeah.
And of course, if you feel like you're ready for some expert guidance to make bigger changes,
remember financialbutlers.com.
You got it. financialbutlers.com.